He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Wednesday, March 4th. The Texans officially are in the hunt for a running back to back up Steve Slayton. Cedric Benson, who visited with the Texans on Monday, has officially signed with the Cincinnati Bengals. That is, re-signed. The Bengals offered him a two-year, $7 million contract. The Bengals also said that he would most likely be the starter. So Cedric Benson went back to Cincinnati and took that deal. That means the Texans will be probably looking for a running back in free agency. There don't seem to be many running backs out there that would fit the Alex Gibbs zone blocking scheme. He likes his running backs quick, and he likes them to be able to hit the hole and accelerate. He also wants a back who can pick up the dirty yards, and Steve Slayton is on the bench. As for what else is going on in Texans land, well, the players who are with the team right now are taking some time off, and that includes kicker Chris Brown. Brown has been enjoying some time on the golf course. He's probably the Texans' best golfer. I met up with Brown at Redstone Golf Course, where the Shell Houston Open kicks off on Thursday, April 2nd. Brown has been to the golf tournament before, and is excited about seeing players like Sergio Garcia and Ernie Els play this year. He also provided fans with some golf tips. Here's what Chris Brown had to say about the golf swing.
I think there's really a couple of things that are similar. The first thing with golf, what you always want to do, what I always do is I pick out a target down the fairway, which is very similar to what I do on the football field. I pick a target out through the uprights. And then the second thing that I do with golf is I get my alignment. I figure out, okay, where do I need to be aligned? And I do the same thing with kicking. You see me take, my two steps back and then two steps over. So alignment is a very important thing. And really the third thing that I do at that point, in both golf and place kicking is I really just try to focus on the target. I just think about the target in my head and I tell myself on the golf course, just hit the ball to the target. Or on the football field, I tell myself, just kick the ball to the target. So really those three things are it's really similar in terms of the setup and what you're trying to do, both on the golf course and on the football field.
What about mechanics-wise? Are there any similarities or anything that carry over?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously with golf, what you're trying to have an inside-out swing is what you really want. And for me, kicking, that's what I'm trying to do as well. My leg is essentially the golf club, and I want to have an inside-out swing kicking the football. So really, mentally and alignment and things like that, it's the same. But also, the physical part of it, the actual action of swinging a golf club or kicking it really is similar too.
As always, thanks for listening. Be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. Yeah,